to a workshop on the popular book Unplug the Christmas Machine by Joe Robinson and Gene Kopic-Staley. I'm Gerald Iverson, National Coordinator of Alternatives for Simple Living. We publish the Leader's Guide to the Unplug the Christmas Machine workshop by the same authors. Whether by ourselves or in a group, the intent of this workshop is to help create a joyful, stress-free holiday. To fully benefit from this workshop, each member of the group or family needs a copy of the participant's manual that comes with this CD. The original book, Unplug the Christmas Machine, has inspired thousands of individuals and groups. Please read it before or after this workshop. The book, the Leader's Guide, and the Participant's Manual are all available from Alternatives. This workshop is adapted from the Leader's Guide and is copyrighted by the authors, so do not make copies of any kind. Send inquiries about the Leader's Guide or this workshop on a CD to Alternatives for Simple Living. Well, so much for the technicalities. We begin with the Christmas Pledge. Believing in the true spirit of Christmas, I commit myself to remember those people who truly need my gifts, express my love in more direct ways than gifts, examine my holiday activities in the light of my deepest values, be a peacemaker within my circle of family and friends, rededicate myself to my spiritual growth. This workshop helps create a more joyful, less stressful, and more value-centered Christmas celebration based on a carefully designed 4-step process. The workshop enables participants to tailor a celebration that meets individual needs. We do not advocate a particular point of view in this workshop. Instead, the workshop is a self-discovery process that allows participants to clarify unique beliefs and combine those beliefs into a workable plan for the coming Christmas. Because of this lack of bias, our work is suitable for non-religious organizations and for all religious denominations that celebrate Christmas. The workshop is designed to meet the diverse needs of all participants. Some people come to the workshop to create a more spiritual celebration. Some seek help coping with loneliness or depression. Some look for ways to enrich a bare-bones celebration, while others want to simplify one that has already become too elaborate. Whatever the needs, the workshop leads step by step to individual solutions. We have carefully revised this workshop over a 10-year period so that at each point of the workshop, you have the advantage of our accumulated experience. You will find this workshop enjoyable and rewarding. There are 4 main exercises. The first exercise is an inventory to give us the opportunity to reflect on past celebrations. By having an accurate assessment of how we've celebrated Christmas in the past, we gain a better sense of what we like and don't like about our current practices. The inventory examines 9 important aspects of the holiday: holiday preparations, family and friends, finances, traditions, spirituality, gift-giving, physical and emotional health, children, and charity. The second exercise is a values exercise that asks participants to rank 10 common Christmas values. When participants have completed this section of the workshop, we'll have a better sense of what is most important to us about the celebration. The third exercise is a guided fantasy that gives participants a chance to create an ideal holiday. Trapped in a mire of habits and obligations, few people take the time to dream about how deeply satisfying the celebration can be. When we create this vision, we will gain new insight into the positive changes we wish to make. The final exercise is a simple written plan that helps us combine traditions and practices that have worked in the past with valuable insights gained during the workshop. By defining goals and objectives, we create a valuable tool to guide us toward a more loving, spiritual Christmas celebration. Each exercise is followed by time for group discussion or private meditation or journaling, which are essential to the workshop. We provide a variety of topics for each discussion period. Although this workshop is suited to a wide variety of people and to groups of different sizes, we have a few recommendations. First, we suggest a limit to the size of the seminar to around 25 or 30 people. Group interaction is a crucial element of this workshop, and when there are too many people involved, there is a tendency for more assertive members to dominate. We recommend the workshop for no fewer than 8 to 10 people. For small groups, an informal discussion based on the book may work better. Second, if the group is typical, we will have a higher percentage of women than men. There are two reasons for this. First, in general, more women than men sign up for family enrichment seminars, such as this one. And second, women are the key orchestrators of our family celebrations. Women tend to be more deeply involved in the holiday planning and are responsible for most of the tasks. At some point in the workshop, we may want to initiate a discussion on the typical roles of women and men during the holiday season. This will help explain the lopsided enrollment. Third, if this workshop is for members of our church, we will have a common basis for spiritual exploration of the holiday, and most likely this will be a primary focus. If the workshop is open to the general public or to a group without common religious beliefs, however, we need to be sensitive to differing religious views. We may have people with a strong Christian background, people of other faiths, and people with no religious affiliation at all. It is our belief that all people, no matter what our religious or philosophical orientation, are searching for ways to feel connected to ideas and feelings larger than ourselves, and Christmas is a time of the year when this need is keenly felt. If we have an accepting and tolerant attitude, our participants will gain new appreciation for one another's unique ways of expressing this need. Fourth, we have had workshops comprised of people from 16 to 80 years old. As a general trend, we have observed that younger people are usually, but not always, more eager for change. Older people, with so many years of habit and tradition, tend to invest more energy in keeping things the same. We may find that we want to introduce subtle changes or change more gradually. We don't recommend that children participate in a public workshop unless at least 14 or 15 years old. This workshop is designed primarily for adults, and parents will have plenty of opportunity to involve children in meaningful discussions after the workshop. This workshop may be used by a nuclear family of at least one parent and children of various ages, or an intergenerational family that includes grandparents. Another resource that may work better in such a situation is Alternative's family planner called Let's Talk About Christmas. Although this is a 60-minute CD, the workshop, if done thoroughly, takes 4 hours. You will be asked to pause the CD to work in the participant's manual and for discussion. That time frame may be too demanding for younger children, even if the workshop is done in 4 sessions instead of one. Please take more participants' manuals home to encourage discussion there, whether this CD is used or not. Finally, we'll probably have a combination of married and single people in the group. In many groups, married people will predominate. Find out the composition of the group as soon as possible to tailor remarks to the needs of our particular group. Ask for a show of hands of married and single people. This way, we will not let the discussion dwell exclusively on family issues while the quite different concerns of single and childless people are ignored. Rights and responsibilities. Purchasing this CD enables you to use it personally or in a group as many times as you wish. offer the workshop free as a community service, or charge a fee. In addition, place bulk orders for the book, Unplug the Christmas Machine, at a discount rate by calling 1-800-821-6153. Purchasing the CD also brings certain responsibilities. Please advertise the workshop by its given title, Unplug the Christmas Machine, and credit the authors in all promotional material. This CD is copyrighted. The insert and participant's manual may be reproduced, though the manual is also available for sale to save the hassle of copying and assembling it. Dealing with painful feelings. As in all workshops that explore personal and family issues, there may be a few people in the group who are having some emotional difficulties. Christmas can be an especially painful time of year because we are contrasting our bleak activity with the wish for a warm and beautiful celebration. According to Dr. Calvin Frederick, former Chief of Emergency Health Services of the National Institute of Mental Health, during Christmas, there is a 15% increase in the number of people who seek professional help for depression, and the actual number of depressed people is much higher. In our experience, the most difficult problems people face at Christmas tend to be a recent death, a recent divorce, general loneliness, drug or alcohol abuse, and marriage difficulties. This 4-hour workshop is not designed to solve serious problems such as these. This workshop seeks to help people make simple changes in our family celebrations that will take these difficulties into account. Although we don't want to be in a position of trying to resolve people's deeper problems, one thing we can do to ease burdens is to encourage everybody to share concerns with the group. For example, if the discussion is dominated by those who have an overly hectic celebration, too much to do, too many people to see, too many gifts to give, too large a family, too many choices, ask if anyone in the group has one that feels too sparse. If we have ever been lonely at Christmas, volunteering this information may give other people permission to be more open. People who begin to talk about grief may cry. When this happens, acknowledge the pain. Yes, it can be very sad to go through the holiday season the first year after a divorce. We have so many memories. We can count on other participants to be sympathetic, and hopefully some will share similar experiences which will help those in pain feel less alone. Let's help people cope with unhappiness. For example, single people can be encouraged to gather together with other single people. Those mourning a recent death can create a family ceremony in memory of a loved one. Recently divorced people can find solace in creating new traditions. Sections of Unplug the Christmas Machine address specific problems. Someone in the group may be having an especially difficult time. The word association exercise that begins the workshop may give important clues. People who volunteer words like lonely, sad, depressed, or isolated are letting us know that overwork and holiday commercialism are not the main problems. Another clue is someone's lack of participation. While some participants are freely talking about hectic lives, others may be silent because of more serious problems. If we have a workshop participant who seems to be seriously depressed or disturbed, we may want to talk with him or her during a break or after the workshop and recommend professional counseling. People will naturally look to a leader for solutions to all holiday problems. Allow the workshop process itself to provide most of the answers. Once people have a chance to complete the initial exercises, we will have most of the insight we need to solve our own problems. If people still have a specific problem to resolve after the third exercise of the workshop, the fantasy exercise, we have two options. One, refer to the appropriate pages in the book for specific advice, or 2, do the optional brainstorming exercise. Often the group will come up with practical and original solutions. Remember, we don't have to be Christmas experts. The workshop and the book will do that for us. Each group may select a leader to keep the discussion moving along on schedule, explain the directions for each exercise, select the discussion topics, equalize the discussion, summarize the main points at the end of discussion periods, and establish the tone of the workshop. It is important that we exemplify an accepting, tolerant attitude throughout the day. Techniques and examples are given in the Leader's Guide.